Bava Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6-6, the last of the Perek. And the Mishnah starts out by saying gates, a spark, Shiyata Matachas, a patish, that leaps out from under the hammer, like the sledgehammer on the anvil. The Hizik, if it causes damage, Chayiv, the smith, we'll call him, who's doing the hitting of the hammer, who caused the spark to fly out, he will be Chayiv. Now the truth is, the Mechlokes Rishonim, Chayiv exactly for what? So, Tosfos learn, we're just finishing up the topic of Eish, we're talking about fire, and we're actually not done with that. You'll see the next part of the Mishnah talks about fire some more, and therefore, we're talking about he's chayv for the Av Nezek called Eish. And that would mean that we're assuming that there's some other elements coming into play to cause this to cause damage, meaning like the wind comes and carries a spark and or causes it to ignite whatever it lands on. So it's the combination of the action and responsibility of the smith combined with some other force like the wind. Okay, and that being the case, he's chayv, but he might be chayv with exemptions, like he'd be putter from things like tum and things that are hidden in a way that wouldn't expect to be wherever it got burned. For example, the Rambam learns that here we're talking about Adam Hamazik. This is like a person's arrow or something. When you can't just start hitting baseballs into the street and then not care where they land. And if they do, it's full liability as Adam Mazik, a person causing damage. Shooting arrows into the street and shooting sparks in the street is the same thing. So if you let sparks fly and something gets burned, it's your responsibility in full as Adam Mazik, which would then include even things like Tumman, even things that are hidden away. So there's a difference, okay? And Machlokes Rishonim, what's going on over here. At all events, the next part of the Mishnah now goes back to a new case, which is a gamal shahayatown pishtan. You have this camel, which is overladen with flax. Flax is very flammable, and this camel is like, you know, overflowing the flax, and it's v'avar b'shusarab. It's passing through the streets. Now, if you think like the shuk, think like the Arab shuk in the old city of Jerusalem, for example, we're talking about that kind of street. So the point is that if you're overladen with flax, what's going to happen is some of the flax stalks are going to poke into the shops that are abutting the Rishus HaRam. And that's what happens here. V'nichnas pishtan l'toch hachanot. Some of that flax, says the Mishnah, juts in to the shop of some shopkeeper. Now, what's happening inside the shop? The shops, of course, are dark. They have no electricity, and therefore, how do they get light? They have candles burning. If you have flammable flax sticking into a place where there's a lit candle, that's trouble. That's what happened. V'dalku b'neiro shel chenvani. Our scenario is that the flax on the back of the camel catches on fire, and then the camel now walks, and v'hidlik asabira. Everywhere it walks, it catches, things catch on fire, because the camel is lighting the place on fire, burning it down. Okay, so it says Baal HaGamal Chayev. So then, since the owner of the camel was irresponsible in overloading his camel, meaning it's anticipatable that if the camel's overloaded and you're walking in a shuk, there's going to be things are going to catch on fire potentially, and therefore it's fully liable. But liable for what? So the din here would be, this is really kind of a redo, like a revisiting of that Mishnah learned back in the second Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We had the dog and the charara, the biscuit. Similarly over here, so you've got a camel walking through the street that's got like basically got a fire on its back. So that's really the hezek there is regel. Whatever burns up directly, it's like the same as if his, you know, saddle would rip things off walls and so on. It's an extension of the guf, the body of the animal, and therefore it's regel and it's nezek shalom. However, if the fire then spreads from what things catch on fire, so that's really going to have a din of tsroros. Think back to the din that halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that things that are a koach, that are caused by a force that's combined with the animal's direct actions, but not the direct action of the animals, like a rock that's flung into the distance and from the animal's foot, similarly a fire that's sort of flung in the distance that spreads because of the wind carrying the fire, so that will be chatzi nezek. So that means whatever the camel directly burns will be nezek shalom for a regel, and whatever it indirectly burns will be just tsroros, therefore chatzi nezek. Says the Mishnah further, if the negligent party here is the shopkeeper who put his candle outside his shop, meaning in the street where he should anticipate camels come laden with flax. So then, hachenvani chayev. The camel catches on fire and starts spreading fire. So then, the shopkeeper is liable because for good old-fashioned aish. You know, he didn't take care of his flame properly. It was put in a place where it could be anticipated it will spread, and it did spread thanks to the camels passing by. That's the same as like a ruach metzuya, a wind passing by, you could expect. And therefore, the shopkeeper is fully liable. Fei nezek shalom, like aish. If both were to blame, meaning the camel was overladen and the camels and the shusar rabim, or even if the camel driver could have done something to stop it but didn't, both of them will share liability, and both the chenbani, the shopkeeper, and the camel driver both will pay half of the damages caused by the fire spreading throughout the area over there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bener Chanukah Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the candle in question that was left outside by the shopkeeper is a Ner Chanukah, meaning this is happening on Chanukah, and that being the case, the rabbis said a person should light a candle in a Tefach Samach Pesach, you know, right at the outside his doorway. And the mitzvah in a Muvchar, the ideal is to have the candle low down to the ground, between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground. That's the ideal, right outside one's door. So therefore, he did it with the sanction, the authority, the permission of the rabbis. And that being the case, the Chenvanavi Pater says Rabbi Yehuda. And interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda is saying he's exempt, even though he was kind of, you know, negligent leaving fire out in the street. And it's only for a mitzvah in a Muvchar, because for an ideal performance of the mitzvah, because the person could have, you know, raised it anywhere up to 20 amos, still have a kosher b'di'evid near Chanukah, but the rabbi said, do it l'chachilah, so that's what he was doing. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's a good reason enough to exempt him. The chacham, whoever disagreed, the chacham say, listen, just because the rabbi said put it near Chanukah doesn't mean you can be negligent and leave it wherever it's going to catch on fire. Therefore, no person would be liable for leaving a candle on the street, even on a Chanukah, even though it's a mitzvah, and that will be the halacha like the chachamim.